Naturalista Experience. And hello, 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 loves. It's me, Katie Naturalista. Today's date is Saturday, April 21st, 2018. And what do you guys have to say about Starbucks? Well, maybe they should have listened into today's episode. So welcome, and thank you for tuning in. Today we have another exciting show scheduled. We're going to be talking about communication. This is why they should have listened to the show today. Well, when the time is right, I encourage you guys to call in at 914-803-4585. Again, that number is 914-803-4585. But before we jump into today's topic, I'm going to drop you this track by The Internet featuring Tay Walker titled You Don't Even Know on the Naturalista Experience.
You're beautiful. You brighten up my day. And when your skin touches mine, I get goosebumps right away. Thank you.
And welcome back to the Naturalista Experience. Just as a reminder as to how you guys can find and follow me, catch me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Katie Naturalista. Also, watch and subscribe to my YouTube channel to get your daily, weekly poetry fill. Follow and subscribe to my Naturalista Experience podcast on Blog Talk Radio. That way you guys can join us live every single Saturday and never miss a show. You can also catch those awesome archives to see what you may have missed. So, of course, today's topic is communication is key. Being an effective communicator in your relationships. So, I know you all have heard the term communication is key. It's not something that's, you know, foreign. I'm sure it's pretty common. But do you know that there are so many different ways to communicate? Here are a few types that might sound familiar to you. There's verbal communication, meaning spoken communication, where you're actually talking it out to someone. There's written communication, where you're pretty much just writing it down and probably passing the note. Or there's nonverbal communication. So if you've heard of those things called nonverbal cues, that's when you're just communicating with your body language and, you know, you're giving off these vibes. So all of these styles of communication have a huge effect on your everyday life, especially in relationships. I want you guys to just take a minute and think, how well do you and your partner communicate? How well do you and your friends communicate? As you guys know, you know, friends are the family that you make, right? Also, a foundation of great communication is what makes relationships successful. Today, we are really going to hone in on how it's important to make sure that you're picking up on those verbal and nonverbal cues from the people around you. What may be the best way to react to how people are communicating to you? And also, are you listening? I'm pretty sure I want to bring up a key point that I know a lot of you guys have heard all throughout your lives and growing up. You guys have probably heard this phrase, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all. I mean, that's the mannerable phrase. That's the mannerable way to go about things, right? Well, I mean, growing up and over time, I've learned that phrase isn't always necessarily true because that phrase can actually hinder growth. It can actually hurt an individual and it can also cause friction. I mean, you know, sometimes you have to be mean. Sometimes you have to say certain things to get your point across. Sometimes people need to know certain things so that they can continue to grow. Or sometimes that person may even be a nuisance and don't even know. So, you know what? We're going to actually go more into depth about that after the break. And of course, you guys know that I'm going to do a recital later on today in the show. But of course, we're going to touch more base, you know, on today's topic. So here's another tune by Kalani featuring BJ the Chicago Kid titled Down For You on the Naturalista Experience.
What is defined means nothing to a brother. You just don't give a damn. That's why I think I love you. It's not fair how easy I melt when you play in my hair. I ain't going nowhere. It's not right. I can't sleep without you anymore in nighttime. And in this lifetime, love ain't never been so close but so far away. Like your mind is telling you to just back off in your heart. Don't know where it begins or it ends, but let me see.
tell you one thing going through a nigga's head. Most niggas just get it. Feels too good to be true. Every time I'm with you, I'm ignoring what I'm next to. Love ain't never been so close, so far away. It's like my mind is telling me to just let go. My heart says to stay. Tell me what's the love that doesn't keep you up all night and all day. And if it's not too late, maybe I'll realize it one day.
We can go to the movies, girl. Maybe we can hang out, girl. Whatever you wanna do, 'cause I'm down for it. I'm down for you.
Oh, I'm down.
Babe, I'm down for you.
Are you down for me?
Yeah. Ooh, oh, oh, oh. I'm down,
yeah,
for
baby.
You. I'm down for you.
And hello, loves. Welcome back to the Naturalista Experience. Before the break, we were talking about communication and how it's important to be an effective communicator in all of your relationships. Again, I'm going to emphasize all of your relationships. Most importantly, to those you love and hold near and dear to your heart. Before we went to the break, I was talking about a particular phrase that I'm sure many of you guys have heard over the years. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. How many of you guys have heard it? How many guys have said it out of your own mouths? I know that I have. But as I'm growing into my adult self, I've learned that phrase isn't necessarily true. Especially in today's world, sometimes the most unpleasant things need to be said or communicated. I know you're probably thinking, why would you say that, Katie? You're the nicest person. I couldn't imagine you saying anything unpleasant to anyone. Well, my friends, I hate to burst your bubble, but sometimes you just have to let people know certain things about themselves and about their actions. And honestly, it's all in about the way that you explain, you know, whatever negative, you know, news that you're wanting to give, or even it could be constructive criticism. Just make sure that you explain, you actually go in depth with that person. Don't be harsh. You know, there's always, it's always about the, it's, remember, it's about the tone and not what you say. So always be mindful about that as well. And honestly, I've never seen any harm in giving somebody some stern advice or a much needed wake up call. Certain truths that people are in denial about hinder them. So why wouldn't you want to be open and honest and effectively communicate what you see as an issue? You honestly just may be allowing that person to grow. Remember, a lot of the shows that I've done, you guys, we've talked about growth. We've talked about going to that next step, making it to that next, you know, path through life. So I definitely want to go deeper into today's topic and talk about communication with your partner. A lot of people have a hard time being listeners while their partner is trying to communicate. So I know that that is a sticky topic, but we are definitely going to tread those murky waters. But before we go further, I would like to go ahead and do today's recital. That way I can get you guys in the mood about communicating with your partner. The piece I'm going to read to you guys today is titled Spoken Word. You can find that piece in my debut book, Lust Redeem, Love and Pain, Life Reclaim. Again, the piece I'm going to recite for you all today is called Spoken Words. Spoken words lead to action, as symbols declare meaning. Who would have known you were the one to redeem me? Feeling your smoke cloud my chest on a high that not even LSD could allow a glimpse into this world of euphoria that I continue to live with you, knowing nothing more than passion's kiss and the feel of sex do. Spoken words lead to action. Symbols clarify meaning. It's like I'm lost in a never-ending dream. Don't wake me from sleeping. Just continue to let me fall in love. Again, loves, that piece is titled Spoken Word. You guys can find that in my debut book, Lust Redeem, Love and Pain, Life Reclaim. Also, I hope you guys would check out my new book, Real Love, Real Life. They are both available on Amazon for you guys to purchase. And remember, both titles go hand in hand and take you through the poetic journey of Katie Naturalista. As you all know, after the reading, there is a behind-the-scenes story I'd like to share. Before we do that, we are going to take a break. And during the break, I'd like you to think about how much of an effective communicator you are. Do you feel like you can easily read people? Remember, those nonverbal communicators, do you kind of read those pretty well? Do you think that you personally use one form of communication more so than another? Call us. The number here, it is going to be 914-803-4585. Again, that number is 914-803-4585. We will be right back after the break to hear my story and discuss more of today's topic. And I hope that you guys call us to join in on the convo. So the tune I'm going to drop your way is going to be JMSN, Hypnotized. And right behind that, you'll hear the lovely tunes by Quadron, Baby Be Mine, on the Naturalista Experience.
Feeling like thunder and lightning. It's all about the moment and timing.
Moment, yeah.
Just living at the same time as dying.
Oh,
magic that a perfect love can make. I need you night, day, so baby mine,
baby mine.
And boy, I give you all I've got to give, so baby, baby mine,
baby mine.
And we can share the ecstasy as long as we believe in love.
Welcome back to the Naturalista Experience. Remember, loves, you can find me on all social media outlets, Twitter, IG, and Facebook. Make sure that you watch and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Also, go on to my website, naturalistapublishing.com. You guys can purchase your Naturalista t-shirts and stay in tune with everything Katie Naturalista. If you guys would like to be a part of the No One Knows a Poet podcast series on the Naturalista Experience podcast, and you guys can actually showcase your work, you can go to my Patreon account for more details. Also, if you'd like to advertise on the Naturalista Experience, those details are also available on my Patreon account. That's going to be patreon.com/Katie_Naturalista. So before the break, you guys, we were discussing communication. We are transitioning from being the stern communicator to being the understanding communicator. I'm certain that many of you have experienced in your close relationships with your partner that communication can be hard. I mean, you know, you guys are coming from two different areas and trying to come together. Some of you may just feel like your partner doesn't understand you, or you feel like you aren't being heard. What I would ask to both parties is, the questions that you would want to ask rather would be, am I being an effective listener as well as an effective communicator? You guys can talk, banter, go back and forth all day long, but if nobody's listening, you're not going to get anywhere. Remember, just because your significant other says something, that doesn't have to be just it and end it at no further discussion. That's a big no-no. Always keep the floor open and have a healthy conversation about matters that are going on with you personally and between the two of you. The worst thing that you could do is shut your partner down and make them feel less than. Remember, your relationship is a partnership, which means each of you matter, means each word that you speak matters. So now this is me speaking at random, but I think many people feel like they don't know how to express their feelings to their partner. So instead, they become reclusive. They will avoid and dodge whatever matter their partner is trying to discuss. And that, you guys, is not healthy. Believe me, if your partner loves you, they are going to be open to what you have to say. Yes, it may seem tiring going back and forth. Yes, it may seem kind of nail-biting to have to let out those feelings. But, you know, remember, you never want to leave something open-ended. Bring it to a close and have a mutual understanding. That's the way that you continue a great and healthy relationship with your partner. I am actually opening the lines to you guys to give us a call at 914-803-4585. Again, I'm going to repeat that number. It's 914-803-4585. Tell us about your communication experience. Do you feel like you struggle communicating your feelings? And what way of communication do you find most effective? Like, what works for you? Remember, in the beginning, we were talking about, do you feel like you get your point across better being a written, verbal, or nonverbal communicator? With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and break down and go into my story. So over the years and growing, I've personally struggled with taking constructive criticism from people. I know that that sounds odd because, of course, you do need to take constructive criticism to grow. You actually need to hear outside opinions and voices. But it used to be to a point, I think, you know, I would actually kind of shut down whenever people would actually criticize me or certain things that I would do. But then, you know, I came to the realization you can't do that. You actually, you know, if what you're hearing is something good and beneficial to you and actually allows growth, you should listen to it and go with it. Or, you know, ask whoever's giving you this constructive criticism, what's the best way to execute your plan? What's the best way to go forward? Because sometimes you just need that little bit of direction to get where you need to go. You know, I have this really, really close friend. We've been friends for probably about 11 years. And I remember in meeting her, I always felt like, and it's funny because I say we're friends, but I felt like we used to battle within our friendship because I always felt like, man, she is so harsh. She is so mean. She is so rude to me. But why am I still friends with her? Well, in the end, you guys, and growing to the point to where we are now in life, it's because I love her because she's so real. When you have someone like that in your corner who tells you what you need to hear in those moments where you're just completely out of your mind, or you have someone telling you, no, you're wrong, and this is what, you know, and this is why you're wrong, and this is what you need to do, or you have someone who actually corrects you whenever you make, you know, a grammar mistake, or if you make a mistake, you know, in your speech or something like that, she's that one that'll do it. And I mean, it took me a while to understand that the reason why she did it is out of pure love. And I have to say that her being my friend till this day, that is one trait I think I've always appreciated about her. She's been always real upfront. She'll say whatever she has to say. She'll say the worst out of whatever she has to say, and no filters either. So it's funny because I feel like whenever I communicate something negative to people, I always try to be lighthearted with it. With this particular friend of mine, there's no lightheartedness about anything. she's very abrupt. And it's almost like sometimes you don't know how to take her, but honestly, she really means it out of the kindness of her heart. Even with me growing into you know, being Katie Naturalista, I actually had to take a lot of critique, and I had to take a lot of constructive criticism from my partner. But at the same time, seeing how he just wanted me to grow, how he wanted me to reach my dreams, I truly understand and appreciate, you know, how he kept pushing me forward, how he kept feeding me that information. Although it's very hard, because I have to admit, you know, a few flaws about myself. I am very, very stubborn, and I'm very hard-headed. But the fact that I had have him, you know, in my corner, continuously pushing me forward every day, I have to say, you guys, is truly a blessing. I mean, because think about it. You're sitting here feeding something to somebody. You're sitting here trying to give somebody some type of communication information that they need to know. And they're just like, well, no, I think. And the no, I think, that's me on that end. And I mean, I have to say, though, I've learned so much in you know, being with him. I've learned so much, and I've grown so much as a woman. And that's why I'm saying, communication, it can be hard, because you may feel like you're being tough on that person, but honestly, you never know that you may be actually able, you're probably actually opening the cocoon for that person. You're allowing them to be that butterfly that they need to be, and experience what they need to experience in life. And I have to say, with those two people in my life, that one close friend that I've had for years, and of course, you know, my significant other that I've had for 3 years, hopefully a lifetime. I mean, it's just, it's been great having those two people here for me to communicate with me, actually walk me through everything, sometimes possibly even baby me to just keep moving forward. So you guys, of course, after the story, you know, I'd love to hear yours. We are going to take a short break, and hopefully after the break, I can hear your experience revolving around today's topic of communication. Share a quick 2 to 3 minute story with us. Give us a call at 914-803-4585. Again, that is 914-803-4585. I'm going to drop you guys this smooth tune from Rari titled Her on the Naturalista Experience.
Thank you.
And welcome back to the Naturalista Experience. Remember, you guys, follow me on IG, Twitter, Facebook. Also, visit my website, naturalistapublishing.com. So that way you can immerse yourself into the heart and mind of Katie Naturalista. Before the break, we were discussing the great topic of communication and how communication is key. I wanted to pull a phase, not a phrase, a phase from my first book, Lust Redeem, Love and Pain, Life Reclaim. I have to say it's one of my favorite phases type of lessons that I've written because it really speaks volumes. So the phase is actually labeled as phase 4 in the book, Lust Redeem, Love and Pain, Life Reclaim. And it goes like this. Unspoken words tell more truth than acted actions. I'll repeat that one more time. Unspoken words tell more truth than acted actions. I know a lot of people read this phase in the book and were probably thinking, what does she mean? Well, let me shine the light on this phase and hopefully drop a little knowledge on you. So to dissect this phase, unspoken words are those words that people will normally keep to themselves because they couldn't dare speak it to the person that needs to hear it. Instead, they would write it down or they would just hold it inside. The acted actions talks about the motions, meaning the motions that people go through. That's why I personally have such a hard time picking up on nonverbal cues of people, because you can easily put on an act to try to portray a feeling or emotion, and you don't truthfully mean that action. Think about it. You sometimes yourself go through the quote-unquote motions just to make it through. Those are acted actions, right? But sometimes those actions hold no meaning behind them. Think about you trying to go through the motions to make it through one of those rough work days. That's you putting on an act, right? Or think about those times whenever, you know, you're at a party or you're somewhere and you're just like, oh, I really don't feel like being here, but hey, I'm going to be live for everybody else. That's you putting on an act. You're doing those acted actions. That's why I find it funny when people always say actions speak louder than words. I mean, I personally beg to differ, but people can, because I feel like people can put on an act all day long. And yes, they can speak a good game as well. But believe me, it's easy to filter the BS when things don't add up, right? Just something to be mindful about, love. Again, I'm going to, you know, ask for you guys to call in on the open lines at 914-803-4585. The number is 914-803-4585. We're going to go ahead and take a short break, you guys. Drop you a little bit of Daniel Caesar featuring her. The song is titled Best Part on the Naturalista Experience.
Best part. Oh, one that I desire. When we wake up and then we make love, it makes me feel so nice. You're my water when I'm stuck in the desert. You're the Tylenol I take when my head hurts. You're the sunshine of my life. I just wanna see how beautiful you are. You know that I see it. I know you're a star. Where you go, I'll follow. No matter how far. If life is a movie, then you're the best part. Oh, you're the best part. Oh, best part. If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you?
All right, love. So today's show, we discuss communication and how, of course, it's key. Communication is key. Make sure that you guys are always communicating to those that you love, your family, friends, the ones you hold near and dear to you. I know sometimes it can be hard. I know you may seem vulnerable talking out those feelings, putting yourself out there. Not to call them out, but I know many men may feel this way. All I have to say to you is don't. I feel like the sexiest thing that you can do for a woman is tell her how you feel and tell her what's going on. So, you know, that way you guys can formulate a plan and execute it so that you guys can continue to grow as one. Also, in the midst of communicating, make sure that you guys are listening. Turn on those listening ears. I know you guys probably heard that in grade school before. You can only be a great communicator if you are also a great listener. So just be mindful of that. Also, loves, I want to give you guys another reminder. If you would like to be a part of the No One Knows a Poet podcast series on the Naturalista Experience podcast, you guys can showcase your work. Please go to my Patreon account for more details. Also, if you would like to advertise, if you'd like to put your business out here, give a shout out on the Naturalista Experience podcast. Those details are also available on my Patreon account. Just visit patreon.com/Katie_Naturalista. Also, purchase your copy of Real Love, Real Life and Lust Redeem, Love and Pain, Life Reclaimed. Both of those books are available on Amazon for fairly reasonable prices. You can also get it as a paperback version or Kindle. That way you guys can carry it around everywhere that you go. Make sure that you visit naturalistapublishing.com to stay up to date with everything Katie Naturalista. Remember, you guys, don't forget to tune in next week. We're going to pick up with the No One Knows a Poet series. Ooh, so what's going to happen next week? Don't miss out on next Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Hope that you tune in, loves. Good night, and Katie out.